That's all I wanted to hear. Okay, so in today's webinar, we are going to talk about how to stop sabotaging your SEO business. So if you are here, you are actually already owner of the SEO agency, or you're planning to run your own SEO business. So for any cases, this will be like so suitable for you, because I'm going to address the thoughts that are sabotaging us on daily basis, and they are not motivating us from actually taking actions to get where we want to be. I just want to introduce myself. I am Adriana Vojadin. I am head of SEO and coach for SEO professionals. 12 months ago, actually, I started my own coaching business, and that is a moment when I didn't even think that actually I will become a business owner, because I couldn't imagine myself doing anything besides the SEO and like working as a full time. But once you are leading and you are running your own business, also you want to get your clients, and also you want to get your ideal clients. So 12 months ago, when I started this coaching business, it was a quite journey. Honestly, I was thinking that I'm a little bit crazy, because I started to position myself as a coach for SEO professionals. And at that time, and during the all 12 months, I haven't met any coaches, especially for SEO professionals. So basically, I made up that niche, and basically I just like made it up. So during this process, I was having different thoughts. For example, I'm not good enough to start with this. I don't have experience. Who would like to learn from me? Of course, I'm not a native English speaker, so even like my English skills were a huge barrier for me, like how I will for example, put some post, record my webinar or video, because my English is not so well. And of course, that I was so afraid. I had like different fears. And you know, like I was thinking that I will embarrass myself in front of my colleagues, friends who know me as a SEO expert that I'm doing like full time, but coaching for SEO professionals like was something totally new for me. And I was thinking like, yeah, I will just embarrass myself putting some content out there. So as you can see, all these thoughts that I was struggling, probably you are struggling to start with business, to get new clients, are actually has have a negative thing about it. So they are not motivating you to take the action item and like position yourself as an SEO expert. They are holding you back. So after the thoughts that I'm not good enough, I don't have experience, I don't know how I will find new clients, my English is not good, who would like to learn or like work with me? Actually, after all these thoughts, I'm not motivated to get and take any action items to actually be and position myself where I want to be. So that's the struggle that we are actually struggling on daily basis. And if we are not overcome these thoughts on daily basis, then we are not going to be able to achieve what we want. So that is the thing that I want to address today. All sabotaging thoughts regarding your niche, regarding the offer, and regarding the pricing for your SEO business. So firstly, we are going to start with a niche. So with niche, I will mention some of my thoughts, but definitely you will have your own. I was thinking this is so specific niche, I need to go broad. I need to have like wider audience, because for example, SEO professionals, like I know that there is a huge number of it, but I didn't know like how much of them are going to be willing to actually work with me. Definitely you can have like a different niche. Oh, I don't want to go in just B2B business or e-commerce business, because your brain will create specific thoughts for you regarding the niche. Also, what I had is actually nobody knows me in the SEO world. They will think that I'm just liar, that I want to take money. I don't know like how they will understand what I'm teaching them or something like that. Or you may think that this niche is so competitive, they are already experts in this niche. Again, you will notice all these thoughts are actually again holding you back. Because when you are thinking, nobody knows me in the SEO industry, you are not motivated to go there and put some post or YouTube channel to actually, let's know me. Because when you're having these thoughts, they are just not useful for you, and you are not feeling good about some taking actions and like going there to actually position yourself and get people know me. So what I did, and luckily that was a part of my journey, I was always working on my mindset, how I will overcome these thoughts to actually be ready to take the action. Just for example, nobody knows me in the SEO industry. And 12 months ago, nobody knew me. Nobody knew me about in the SEO industry. I had just like few people that are even here that know me from the some courses that I took from some people from my hometown. But actually, SEO industry in the Ireland where I live, in the UK, in the Europe, they didn't know me. But if I was thinking in that way, nobody knows me, I can't do anything about it, then would stop me, and then I would give up 12 months ago. So what I was doing is actually, okay, I'm having these thoughts, how I can overcome it. Okay, I am analyzing those thoughts. Okay, nobody knows me, but what I can do today now to get someone to know me. Okay, I can create a post on LinkedIn. I can put some knowledge that I have. I can go there and record a video. I can find and create a webinar. So these steps are going to lead me to the position where people will know me. Or for example, this niche is so competitive. If you're having that thought, this niche is so competitive, if you're just thinking about that, that will stop you to actually do anything to make a differentiator for yourself. If you are thinking, okay, this is so competitive, there are so many experts there, let's think about the ways how I can do something to make myself different than the others. And these switches, you may think, that is simple enough to just like switch. But if you are in that hole, when you are thinking like this is a specific niche, this is so competitive, you are just like draining your down yourself. You're not able to actually refocus your mindset and think, okay, what kind of actions I can take to be very unique in this competitive space. Because on the another hand, you can also think, okay, this is very competitive. That means something. That means that a lot of people are here. That means a lot of clients I can find here, that I can get some good prices, that I can learn some money, because there is no, there is, if the niche is competitive, there is a reason for that, and definitely you can be a part of it, because that is a thing when you are taking like all these negative thoughts and returning to your power. So you are owning them. You are taking the responsibility of the problem that you are holding, and then you are seeing like what you can do about that. So I think regarding the niche, let me know if you have like any additional thoughts. Definitely you are having, but be aware that all these thoughts are just in different shape or form, but the base is different. How I can reshift these thoughts and make the power of them to not lead these thoughts to actually lead me. I will own these thoughts, and I will make my power and my strength regarding that. Okay. For people who are here, I will just leave some time for the end to if you have any questions. But let's move to the offer. So, and I put some notes to not forget about anything. Okay, when it comes to offer, and before I move to offer, I want to mention niche, offer, and price is something that are triggering your business the most. So definitely, if you are sabotaging yourself regarding the niche, offer, and price, the impact of these sabotaging thoughts will be the most significant than if you're just sabotaging yourself regarding some other thoughts that regarding the office space, work, or something like that. So that is the purpose of the video, to actually make the most significant impact now. Okay, so let's move to offer. My story about offer is actually, I was thinking how I will create that perfect offer for my clients. And of course, in the moment when I was thinking about this, I didn't know what is my perfect offer, but I didn't allow that to stop me. I started with the offering, and in back then, 12 months ago, the offer was become SEO confident. And I even like start with my podcast, the name of podcast was SEO Confidence. And what happened then? Because people didn't know me before, when they saw me that I want to teach them to become SEO confident, they were thinking that actually I'm teaching them by learning technical skills of the SEO. And that was completely opposite what I was trying to do. So after a few months, I realized that actually any time that people saw me on LinkedIn, on YouTube, or whatever, you are thinking that I am teaching them with technical things to become SEO confident. After a few months, I realized, okay, I need to change something. And I changed the positioning of the offer to coaching for SEO professionals. I was having that offer for a few months, and then I realized people are still don't understand what is coaching for SEO professionals, because that is something new to the industry. People didn't used to actually just like seeing coaches for SEO professionals. And like, it's too vague. Like, I'm not telling people what the kind of like main problem I'm solving them. So after a few months, again, I reshift my positioning of the offer, and I changed to fixing imposter syndrome. After a few months, again, I realized people are so overwhelmed of the imposter syndrome. Whenever you mention imposter, you are thinking, oh my God, again, I can't listen this anymore. And especially because in the SEO industry, all popular SEO experts are even encouraging having the imposter syndrome, because they are thinking that that will lead you to actually be even like greater SEO expert or something like that. So after a few weeks, I realized, no, again, I need to reshift the positioning of the offering, and I change it to becoming the CEO of your SEO journey. So I would say like this positioning of this offer was the worst case scenario, because whenever you are thinking that you're putting something that is very smart out there, that is totally opposite. People don't understand what means becoming the CEO of your SEO journey. Means nothing. And be aware, whenever you think that you are smart and that you are putting like something like great out there, that is like so a smart name or something like that, people can't understand anything. And that is actually another sabotaging thought, because whenever you don't make something that is very clear and very simple, people will not understand. If people do not understand what you are talking about, of course that they will not come and work with you, because like they don't understand. So that offer, after that, I realized that actually no, this is like the worst case scenario. But like during this different kind of positioning myself as a coach for SEO professionals, I was willing to make mistakes. I was willing to be embarrassed. I was willing to change different things. I was able and willing to do so many different things just to realize how and in what way people will understand what I'm doing. And what is the most funny thing? After 12 months, people are coming to me and asking to actually for that program of becoming SEO confident, because now they want to gain the confidence. But now what they realize is actually after 12 months, and like what is different, whenever they saw me on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Twitter, on some conferences, on some like podcast, they saw me that I'm talking about the mindset. So they realized that my coaching program is not about technical things that they were thinking like 12 months ago. It's about the mindset things. And like, that's the most funniest thing. But what has been changed? The change was only the way how I am putting this offer, because the offer itself remained the same. I'm working with SEO professionals for 4 months every week. It's coaching for SEO professionals, so I didn't change the market. I didn't change like anything. I was just changing the way of my messaging to them. And that is the only thing that you need to change. Different ways and see how people are understanding you the most and willing to make mistakes, try different things. And whenever you have these kinds of thoughts, and I have like so many different thoughts on daily basis, do I need to change the offer? Do I need to start teaching them technical things to become confident? Do I need to do something else? Do I need to give up? Do I need to, like, I was struggling as you are on the daily basis, but the only thing that is different with me is actually that I own my mindset. I'm taking that responsibility that when I'm having these sabotaging thoughts, I'm thinking how I can shift that and how I can actually provide the value for them. What else I was thinking? I was thinking they can't understand. My offer is not good enough. Maybe I should give up. Maybe I should do something different. But for example, just for example, how you can change your sabotaging thoughts. How they don't understand what I am offering. So that is a perfect example that I think all SEO professionals who are leading SEO businesses, they're thinking. They don't understand the value of SEO. They don't understand the value of my offer. So if you're just thinking like they don't understand, you are putting the responsibility on them. But if you're shifting that mindset and saying, okay, today they don't understand what I'm doing, what I can do today to make it more simpler, to make it more clear, to make it that they can understand. Because in the end of the day, it's not their responsibility to understand what you are doing. It's your responsibility. And definitely, if you want to do this job, if you want to get your clients, if you want to find the ideal clients, you are leading this responsibility to make a good content, to make a good offer, to create a good niche, to actually people who are this niche are understanding you. And it's not a problem if they don't understand you. Doesn't matter. You will just reshift that focus and you will find more useful thoughts that are actually motivating you to do and take some action items to find these ideal clients. Because if you really want to work only with ideal clients, you really need to pay attention to your niche, to your offer, and your pricing. If you didn't do your homework and if you didn't filter these clear things, then you even like you are getting, firstly, you will not get clients. That's for sure. The second thing, like even you are getting clients, it will be like the nightmare for you, because if you're not enjoying to work with this client, it will drain your energy on daily basis. You will not have time to actually find and work with new clients that are maybe potentially your ideal clients. So you really need to pay attention who do you want to work with. And the great filters are actually offer and pricing. So before I move to pricing, the last thing about offer is actually that whenever you're thinking that your offer is not perfect, just reshift that thing and see like what kind of value you can bring today to that offer so people can understand you. Also, another thing, like what is like was blown mining for me is actually people are not understanding what my offer is, but also I'm not promoting my offer very straightforward. So at least depending on the platforms that you are finding the clients, my platform is LinkedIn and YouTube, is actually putting your 3 to 4 times per month very clear, very simple, what is offer for you, what is your offer and calling your clients to work with you. Because if you're not calling them to work with you, then they will not know, especially in the LinkedIn that is like so saturated place, and like people don't see your offer, like they don't even like see you, so you're not visible to all these people, especially the clients. Another thing is actually that people need to see you like up to like 16 times. They need to see the value that you are providing to actually be ready to start working with you. Especially in the specific niche, especially if you are selling some higher prices, it's not enough just like people to see you once and yeah, you will get the clients. No, you need to provide value. So, and every time when people are seeing you, that they are getting value for free. If they are not getting value for free, they will not come and they will not join your offer. They will not become your clients because they don't have the reason. And again, the reason is why you need to create all this value, free value to provide them. So once, if they like you, if they see you, and if they are getting the good free stuff, they will come to you and they will pay you for more things. So I think I have covered all about offer. And the last thing for this webinar is actually pricing. I love talking about pricing because nobody is talking about that. And like we are so ashamed about talking about prices, salaries, how much we earn, how much we want to earn, how much is we are spending. Like that is something that is like culture thing, especially if you are coming from the third world countries or like even European countries, because we don't have that money mindset. For example, USA people have, they're always talking about money, they're always talking about starting a startup, they're always talking about how much money they earn. In Europe, we have like totally culture different things, and we are not saying how much is our salary, how much our clients are paying to us, and all these things. But pricing, especially if you want to work with only ideal clients, is a great filter, because putting the price that is like the most cheapest price just like to get some clients are the actually something that can burn out you, and you can like close your business because you didn't have that kind of like barrier and like filter to actually who you want to work with. Another thing, if you are putting like prices that are so cheap, people just like don't see the value. I was seeing that a lot of people are offering SEO audits for just like a couple of bucks, or some kind of like SEO consultations for 10, 20 or something like that. Honestly, with the SEO consultation that is like 20 or like 30 bucks, you only can get like the worst case scenario clients, because people who are very successful in their businesses, who are leading one e-commerce site, who are leading some business B2B like businesses, they're not coming to you and putting just like 20 bucks on your like SEO consultation. The same thing is with SEO audit, with the SEO strategies, with any kind of SEO offer that you would like to provide to the world. Going and being cheapest is not the way that you are getting clients. Of course, the price will depend how much time you want to invest, how much you have to invest, and like if you are already working full time, then definitely that price needs to be higher, because you can get just like 12 clients per month. And definitely for people who are here, who are going to watch this recording, you don't need more than like 100 clients. So that's for sure. So instead of just like putting some cheapest like price out there, and that is also another like sabotaging thoughts that we have, like let's be cheap and like we will get the clients. No, actually we are sabotaging ourselves and our business, because if you are putting just like the cheapest price, definitely our ideal clients will not come to that price because they don't see the value. And of course, if something is like, if the SEO audit is like 100 euros, definitely the big clients are not seeing the value in that. So you are missing your ideal clients. Also, you can get But usually you will not get any clients, but even you are getting the clients, you those are clients like the worst case scenario clients. They don't see the value. They are calling you every day. They are sending you so many emails. They don't see the value that you're working and providing with SEO. So you can do whatever you want or like have to do, but they will not see the value. So you are losing your energy. You are becoming so stressed because they don't see the value, and you are making visibility of you and your value depending on what other people are saying to you. So they don't appreciate you. You are becoming stressed and frustrated on your own SEO business and services, and you just want to give up because you are overwhelmed and tired. So if you really want to go with and work with the ideal clients, then definitely I'm suggesting like putting the higher prices and also pr higher prices. And I'm not saying just like put the higher price and like that's it. Putting the higher price is actually motivating you to bring the more value to the customers or clients, but also before that, you really need to put yourself out there, choose the platforms that you want to be visible, and bring free value to them. Once they are seeing you, that you are putting the free value for them, once they are seeing you as an expert, then they are willing to even like work with you, and then they are paying you a lot of money. So that was like my journey, like how I did it in the last 12 months. So that is something that I saw that like it's working. I'm also seeing in my clients, we are basically handling and struggling with the same thoughts. It is just different. Like, are you full-time SEO? Are you freelancer SEO? If you are agency owner, if you are even like part-time contractor SEO, we are dealing with the same thoughts. The same thoughts are sabotaging us, but the only difference between like me and other people is actually that I was working on my mindset. I had my mindset coaches, and I was able to put that game in the different way because now when And I have like every day I have my own struggles. I have all my problems. Now my new problem is increasing my prices because again on the all new levels, you are having the same thoughts as I did before. For example, 12 months ago, I was thinking that my price is too expensive. Now I want to increase my price because I have like more demand and I'm also working full time. So now I want to increase my price. And again, I have the same brain pattern. Oh, now it's too expensive. But the only thing is actually that I know how to analyze that thought, and if I'm seeing that I'm bringing more value, if I'm seeing that actually my old clients have results, if I see the value that they was able to actually achieve with my coaching program, and of course I want to work as a now head of SEO because I love that part of my job, working on SEO things, leading my team, but also I love this part of my job, like coaching my SEO professionals to actually succeed in their careers. But I can do everything, so now my problem is to increasing prices. So that is what I'm doing the next. So definitely you have like your own thoughts about the prices, about the niche, about the offer. But the only way how to actually succeed and not give up is actually constantly train your brain and work on your mindset to do this switch and to actually continue in the way you want to achieve your goals. Because in the end of the day, we really want to actually enjoy in this what we do and be fulfilled what we are doing. Because if there is just like stress, frustration, and like overwhelming thoughts on daily basis why we are doing all this, definitely there are some other jobs that we can be like much more like happier and fulfilled. So I think I covered all. If I work at something, that's the way how it is. I will make in the future definitely more webinars like this, how to position yourself as an SEO expert. We address all these thoughts. So if you have some your sabotaging thoughts that are holding you back from the moving forward, from the taking actions, let me know. We can hop on the call so I can show you how you can overcome it. So for the folks who are here, let me know if you have any questions, if you're leading your business, if you want to start with your SEO business, and some of the thoughts that are kind of like holding you back from the taking the actions.
Will I
Yeah, sure, Vladu.
Okay. So what is the ground for the price increase in your case? 12 months ago, compared to today, is your level of the SEO expertise rising, or from what point are you looking at
Yeah. For
it?
example, 12 months ago, I just started. I didn't know like how I will actually help you. What kind of the results will people get after that my coaching program? So I put like my price. After 12 months, what I realize, firstly, my clients are getting the value even like in the less than 4 months that I started as a like starting point. Now I'm able to actually identify and teach SEO professionals like much more easier and much more focused what is their actual problem, how to overcome it, and how they can get their results faster than I used to before. Also, what I'm doing, I'm having like more clients and I have like my full time. So now, and I have only like 24 hours. So I have like few decisions to make. Will I quit my full-time job? Will I go like full-time coaching? Or will I increase the prices? Or I will make some like group trainings or something like that. In the moment that I'm currently now, I'm seeing that because I really want my and I really enjoy my full-time, I don't want to give up on the full-time. So what I can do, I can only increase the prices because I have like more people who are interested in my coaching program. So that is the decision that I made like today in this moment, what I think it's the best. Maybe in 1 month I realize that something, maybe I can do group coaching, or maybe I will quit my job, or maybe I will find like, for example, more time to work on the weekends. But for now I don't want to like work more. I want to like work less because like that's my kind of like what I want. I want to work less. I want to earn like even like more money what I'm doing now and also what I want in the future.
Okay, great. So basically, you become more efficient in SEO, like that's the fact with experience that goes with experience, right? And when you become more efficient, you just can see the problem, the SEO problems, and more clearly make better recommendations for the clients, and that's basically the mostly the ground for the price rise, and also the demand from more and more clients that perceive your work as quality, and that is also one of the grounds for the price. Yeah, as
Yeah,
I
but also,
understood you. Yeah.
but
Okay.
also, it's depending like how you want to work. For example, just regarding the time that I have on weekly basis and how I want to like focus that time, that was my decision. It's the same, I think, when you start with the SEO clients and you know like the monthly payment for SEO client is like I don't know 30, I don't know 300. And then after a few months, you realize that value that you are bringing to them is definitely much more higher than you used to. And if you're seeing that your clients are earning like much more clients, they are earning much more money, then you see that the value that you are providing is definitely higher than like 300. And of course, when you're seeing that the value that you are providing is more than you used to it, you would like to increase your prices, right?
Yeah, but when you work like e-commerce for example, and the client has some KPIs of its own, you can predict in the next 3 to 6 months what the rise would be based on your SEO recommendations, right? So can you from the start be in that position to somehow know maybe what will the client what will how will look that graph of rising in the client profits, so you can define your SEO price better at the start.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the same thing. Honestly, like 12 months ago, I haven't been so confident in the value that I'm providing. Otherwise, I would put like higher prices. But what I can see like across like all SEO professionals, we tend to put price that is lower because we are undermining our like the value what we are providing. And then after a few months, like even years, we see that how much our work is valued. But then, like in that moment, you struggle with the new sabotaging thoughts. Oh, again, the new price will be so expensive. And that thought is the same as the thought that you had like few months ago or like few months a year when you thought that even the current price is too expensive. And everything is working in brain patterns. So every time you are on the new or like higher SEO level, basically you are handling the same thoughts, the same sabotaging thoughts. They are just in the new format or shape.
Yeah, but what are the client's reactions when you start with one price and after 3 months you want to increase it?
For the current clients, the price is the same. It's just like for the new
For the new
for the new
clients.
clients.
Okay.
But
Okay.
yeah, honestly, like even with the current clients, if you are saying like, hey, this is the price, I'm putting like this price because I know what's the value, what you are getting, the results that you are getting. And also like you can be okay that some clients will say like, no, that is not for me. And definitely once you're working on your mindset, you know that like, okay, even somebody is thinking that some of your offers are not like regarding the price that you have, and totally it's okay that they are saying like, yeah, this is like too expensive for me, I can't continue or something like that. And you will be okay. You will be totally okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. The most sabotaging thought about the pricing is to undervalue yourself in that aspect. So it's definitely clear when you my thought gone away.
No worries, take a few seconds.
Can you define your price based on the project complexity, not only the technical aspects or the client's KPIs or the KPIs you define with the client, but based only on some complexity. I see that as the most important thing for me when I want to start with some new client. I try to understand their goals and the complexity to come to that point, to really come to that point at some moment, and the willingness of the client to of course to implement all the measures, right? So is that okay standpoint from your point of view regarding the when you starting with some new clients?
Yeah, the only thing that I'm seeing here is actually you are not putting yourself in that price. And why you are not putting
In what
your
sense?
knowledge,
In what sense?
Enhance, like, definitely regarding the project's capacity, like what they are going to implement, whatnot, how many like things you will like check over again, and like these kinds of things. But definitely the knowledge and the expertise that you are putting out there, and in the time that you can identify the issue and put the recommendation, has come from the years of your experience. And you need to value that experience and put that in your price. So definitely price is regarding their KPIs, but also put your effort, your time, your knowledge over the last few years that you were learning about all these things.
Yeah, of course. When I say complexity of the project, I look at it as a whole scope. So what are the technical aspects that should be done here? What how we can achieve that KPIs with different methods, and what the time that will be consumed. At some point, when I look at the project, when I try to look it from the bird's eye, right? I try to identify some point that is maybe not strictly SEO, some thought of mine based on previous experience and the knowledge and experience and the expertise, and try to incorporate that in the price at some level. So the price that I have based on the complexity of the project is increased by that what you're actually saying.
Because all these like experience, knowledge, your expertise is yours. Doesn't matter like what's on the another side. And like whenever you are doing like with the new clients, definitely your expertise will be higher, your knowledge will be higher, everything will be higher, and also the price needs to be higher. But in these moments, people are very hesitant because we just tend to kind of like ignore ourselves and like put the same price as we did before. Even we spent so much time learning new things, so much energy, we took it from the some other activities that we can do. So there is a price of all this time that we were learning how to actually bring the greatest value to our new client.
Yeah, like this 1 hour of my SEO is not 1 hour, it's actually a couple of years,
Yeah,
right?
that's the thing. Yeah, and clients now need to pay for your old years, not the hours that you are doing with them.
That's
Yeah,
true.
that's true. Okay, so Vlado, if you have any questions, let me
No,
know.
everything's clear.
I think it's Sunday, so we should a little bit like enjoy that. So, and that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining. And people who haven't been able to join, they will see the recording. So thank you so much, and I will see you in on the call or in the next video.